I think so. Okay, so this is the Moapa Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, January 31st, 7 p.m. I guess we'll call this meeting to order. Would anyone like to offer the invocation? We move on? All right, the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and roll call. I'm Jamie Shakespeare.
Lola Egan.
Callie Wade.
Okay. Item 2, public comment, period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda.
We're good?
Okay, item 3, approval of the minutes for September 27th. Oh, I believe that's going to have to be held again because I was not here.
No, actually, according to the little training we went to.
Quorum of how many are here.
Yeah, it's a quorum of how many here. They discussed that.
I was not here.
I know, but they discussed
Blake
that.
Blake wasn't here either.
They
right?
discussed. No, they had to be. They had to be three of us.
We had a quorum of Blake, Lola, and me on September
20th. Actually, yes, you can vote on it. Because it says so somewhere in that training they gave us.
She can abstain from voting.
You can abstain from voting, but she also can vote on it. It was really weird. I didn't understand that.
Well, I think it is because everybody received the minutes, and so we could look at the minutes, and then there's the digital copy online, so if you wanted to, you can put in it, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah.
I'm looking to see if I can see it. And, of course, I can't. But, yeah, they did discuss that and said, yes, you can.
You printed all of that out.
Yeah.
Okay, you go.
You know.
At least someone's organized.
I know.
Yeah.
And I listened to the whole thing, too.
Yeah.
It was like 5 hours of my life I will never get back. But I do remember that they discussed that because somebody asked about that. And they said, yes, you can, unless you question what somebody said about it.
Well, I'm not questioning anything that anyone said on it. So.
But I will make the motion to approve the minutes of September 27th, 2022.
Second that.
Sounds good. Item 4, the approval of the agenda for today, January 31st, to hold, combine, or delete any items.
I move for approval of the agenda.
I'll second.
All right. 5, information items. We have none. Planning and zoning. We have none. General business. We have several. So number 1. To approve the 2023 Moapa Town Advisory Board yearly meeting calendar for possible action.
Is there any?
I don't think I see.
Don't work for
I don't think
no.
so. And I mean, we really only meet once every 3 months.
Unless
really
something
two.
Comes up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I vote to approve the 2023 Moapa Town Advisory yearly meeting calendar.
All right.
Second, I guess.
Number 2, appoint the chairperson and vice chair for the 2-year term. As the current chairperson, I nominate Lola and Callie.
I was gonna nominate. You don't want it again?
I can't.
Okay, I nominate Blake and Callie.
I believe Blake can't either since he was the vice chair.
Well, then we have a big choice.
Oh. Well, Lola can be the president.
No.
I think that would be a great idea since she's so well organized.
You know what?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
so I nice. Will second Callie's nomination for chair. Lola to be chair.
Interesting. That's the one thing they didn't cover in the whole, 5 hours. Part of that 5 hours was planning and zoning stuff, but in the training they did not cover who could and who couldn't serve.
Yeah. If we've already been on, then we have to wait another 2 years.
Well, that's interesting. But I mean, you would have thought if they're going to cover whether you could approve minutes or not, they would have covered who could be the chair and who's not. But that's okay. Okay.
And I still nominate the vice chair for Kelly.
Yes.
Was second on that.
Yeah. All right.
Big choices here.
Mm-hmm. Number three, to nominate the Moapa Town Board member. Oh, wait, or do you want to take over the meeting now?
No, you take it over.
I'll cover next time.
To nominate the Moapa Town Board member or designee to serve as a member of the Moapa. Oh, shoot.
Do we know who's on it already?
We do.
It is Josh Jensen.
And does he still want
to? Yes. He just started it, and yes, he does.
Yeah.
Okay, then I
nominate. I confirmed it today before.
Thank you. I nominate Josh Jensen then.
No, second that one. Is he enjoying it then?
You know what?
Or he just started, you said.
Months, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I guess we're moving on to item 8, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. Such an exciting and rambunctious
bunch. I do want to make a comment just for the record. I really appreciate, I understand we've got our drinking fountains at the park.
Yes.
And the lights are on right now.
Yes. Are they?
Pointed to the playground.
Have we got more lights for playground or just on?
Yeah, so they're on right now and they're pointed to the play structure. It's still kind of shadowy, but it's so much better than what it was before.
Are we wanting more?
Were those lights still on when you came? The soccer field or the grass area lights?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I know somebody was leaving, and I don't know if it was like before you came or.
There was still people out there when I came.
And the lights were on.
I didn't pay any attention.
So, I sat there for a minute, so I always watch around because I get like creeped out in the dark. So, I looked over there and the lights were on, and then the one light is on the, whatchamacallit?
The restroom?
The gazebo, I think.
Oh.
Pergola. Pointed towards the playground. It's not like a ton of light, but do we want like floodlight park football field lights in Moapa? Is that something we want?
I mean, it's much better than what was there before. And if I'm sitting at the soccer fields looking back, am I going to be able to see my kids? I think I will.
Yeah.
Compared to not having anything before. I mean, the kids didn't care, obviously. I think it was more of a parent concern. I can't see where you're at.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
I just
it's
know that
good. I don't know if they're done because when I came here, was yesterday or Monday, I came here for work and they were working on them.
I like that.
They were working on them, so I don't know if they're completely done or so.
I just know that we've had people in the community comment about the lights, even at the gas station, are too bright or too. And so I'm wondering, like, we don't necessarily want something like that, you know?
Thank you.
So yeah. I think what we have is good,
so.
In my opinion.
Are you the one that said they had started to paint the building too?
So this whole building is painted. Yeah,
which I don't
so
remember
that's
doing anything for this building. I thought it was
I thought it was
the other
building.
Well, this whole thing's already been done. It's
and
like
it's
brown and brown.
Horrible.
And it is terrible.
It.
I know. We're not the only ones, actually. I've had people in the community tell me that also.
because I don't remember.
I didn't.
Our note was to print to paint the exterior of the rec center complex.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be working that.
But you know what? Some other things have been getting done that Will had said was coming from some other money, so maybe that's where that came from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
so, just so you're aware, Judy, Moapa pays an extra tax, and that's what we're discussing because we've had a lot of trouble getting the county to spend the money. And you can expect, actually, every meeting for me to ask.
I was going to say, I'd like it on
status.
Record.
Yeah. that is on record that I'm going to ask every time, what's the status on our money getting spent?
And what would be an important thing for you to do would be put it as an item on your agenda under your business or informational items. I'm the only reason I'm saying that is because public comment, they look at it, that's it.
Okay.
Because basically that public comment is...
for the audience, yeah.
It's not just for the audience, it should be for the board too. A lot of them have board comments also. But if it's an item that you want them to take some action on, if you have an expectation for something from it, you want to have it as an item, you need to add it, what it is to your agenda that you want.
Okay, as our county liaison, would you be adding that to our agenda for us then? If I put it on the minute as specifically requesting it to be added to every minute?
Give it to her right now. It'd be added to each?
Every meeting. I'm going to ask every meeting till our $100,000 gets spent.
So
he's kind of aware that I'll ask.
I'm going to tell him that you asked about all of these things and that you would really like an item on the agenda each time so that if...
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
I wouldn't necessarily say that it's not being used because that a portion of that money is being used for that special, those extended hours at the rec center that
but
we have.
But we have
the programs that we have.
Yeah. I think my real issue is that I would like to see here's the account and here's the money that gets filtered into this account. And then this is what was spent itemized out. Like, I don't even care to say, like, so-and-so's paycheck or this for extra power or whatever. But I don't think we've never gotten that. And then even when we did get a total, what was in the account, then after that it was like, well, all these things got done. And some of it came from the account, but maybe not all of it came from the account. So how much money is now left?
We're accumulating over and above what they spend on extra hours. To the tune of last January, before all the taxes hit again, we had $129,000 extra.
Yeah, for sure. But I wouldn't say that it's not being used.
No, it's not being used, but it's not. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So, but you can.
Yeah, but for sure, we should discuss it all the time, every time. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we will.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will. Not like this has been. Yeah.
All right. And I'm sorry, Judy. We didn't. Get your introduction in the beginning.
I'm not worried about it.
But are you our new Will?
I'm not your new Will. Will is still the Will. I'm basically what I am is what Amelia was, only I'm specifically in the community center 4 days a week, and specifically to try and work with this northeast section of our county. So that would include out to Warm Springs, Moapa Valley, Bunkerville, Mesquite, and any areas within there that are.
Awesome.
Commissioner Kirkpatrick is the commissioner.
Is that four tens? Is that a full-time position?
It's actually four sixes.
Okay.
Monday through Thursday, because I don't have to do town boards and everything.
Yeah. What are your hours there?
Unless somebody quits, and then I might have to.
Yeah. What are your hours?
All right, guys.
I am 9 to 3.
9 to 3.
Monday to Thursday, and please share it freely. With the exception of next week, I will be out those 4 days.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm there 9 to 3.
Okay.
And if by appointment too, if some people have paperwork or something that they need to have done or something that they have to figure out, and they can't come because they work during those hours, I've met people there at other hours. Just to make sure that they can get it taken.
Exactly what can you do to help people?
I don't know until I'm asked.
Oh, okay.
It's basically that kind of a job. I'm learning it as I go. A lot of questions on property lines, building, planning. I've been doing a lot of stuff working on health and services for the valleys and things like that.
Okay, I was just curious exactly.
It's basically whatever the commissioner asked me to take care of, I'm taking care of. And you come in and give me a problem. If I can't get you an answer, if I don't know it and I don't know where to find it, my next job is to find the person that does.
Okay.
Or that can help you. So that's where it's at. And usually, so far, I've tried to, when I find that person, find it out so the next time I don't have to send you away.
Okay.
You
know.
That's good.
Very awesome.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. Just, I was missing seeing people all the time, like I did, you know, at the restaurant.
Yeah.
People would come in with their different issues for town board or whatever, and we'd talk about them.
Yeah.
So it gave me some kind of a background.
Yeah.
She had a full-time position open, and we talked, and I told her, I said, I've been retired too long now, we're doing 40 hours.
Yeah.
And she said, well, give me some time, and she called me back a couple weeks later and said, we have a new position, and it's, what do you think, 24 hours?
Perfect.
Yes. Sounds perfect to me. Mm-hmm. Looks like we have an artist.
Yeah. All right. Next meeting date then. Oh, I'm sorry. Does anyone have anything else? February 28th, 2023. We are adjourned.
All right. And that'll just be if there's any
right
or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty easy going that way.